Book of Deuteronomy, chapter number 20, starting at verse number 4. For the Lord your God is he that goeth with you to fight for you against your enemies to save you. That'd be enough right there, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Aren't you glad that the Lord your God is going to go with you?
Right.
Amen.
Let me tell you something. Before we go any farther, I nearly need to get verse number 8, but I have to tell us that you can depend on God to go with you.
Come on.
I don't care where life takes you, God will go with you.
Right.
Woo. I don't care how hard circumstances in life get, God said, I'll be right there by your side. Hallelujah. And the officer shall speak unto the people, saying, what man is there that hath built a new house? This is really a precursor to Israel was getting ready to go in and possess the land. Amen. They were getting ready to go into Canaan, so they was giving them some instructions when they went in. They had to use some force to take the land. He was setting things in order. Praise God. And the officer shall speak unto the people, saying, what man is there that hath built a new house and hath not dedicated it? Let him go and return to his house. Praise God. Well, that's a lesson in itself. Everything we own ought to be dedicated to the Lord, hadn't it?
Right. Yeah.
I heard one preacher talking about over there in a foreign land. He was a missionary. He said they wanted to dedicate everything. Praise God. They wanted to dedicate their clothes. They wanted to dedicate their children. Amen. They wanted to dedicate their homes. They want everything they had. I tell you, everything we have is the Lord's, isn't it?
Amen.
Praise God. Let him go and return to his house, lest he die in the battle and another man dedicated. He said, if you got a house, you can go back. Praise God. He's given orders here. And what man is he that hath planted a vineyard and hath not yet eaten it? He said, if you've got your crops out, we was up there in the Amish, man, it was cold up there, and they was already tilling the ground. Praise God.
Yeah.
It was something to see. And I'd seen some before, but that one had about a 5 or 6 gigantic horse crew plowing that ground. He's getting ready for the harvest, but he's getting ready to plant, praise God, so he can harvest.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. So he said, if a man hath planted a garden,
yeah,
amen, and the battle comes up, and you don't want to let your garden go to waste, you don't have to go to battle. Praise God. Amen. And hath not yet eaten of it, let him also go and return unto his house, lest he die in the battle and another man eat what he planted. Praise God. Verse number 7. And what man is there that hath betrothed a wife and hath not taken her? Let him go and return unto his house, lest he die in the battle and another man take his wife. He said, you just got married and you ain't got things established yet. You can't fight in the battle with your mind on your crops. Amen. You can't fight in the battle with your mind on a brand new wife you just had. You can't fight in the battle with a brand new house you just built. He said, amen, if all these things has happened and you can't get your mind 100% on the battle, just stay home.
Yeah.
I'm going to preach to us here in a minute.
Yeah.
Verse number 8. And the officers shall speak. Here's where I'm going to take my text and preach to us from. And the officers shall speak further unto the people, and they shall say, what man is there that is fearful and faint-hearted? Let him go and return unto his house, lest his brethren's heart faint as well as his heart. Amen. Thank you for standing for the reading of the word of the Lord today. Hallelujah. And the officers shall speak further unto the people, and they shall say, what man is there that is fearful and faint-hearted? Praise God. If you've got fear in your heart and you're faint-hearted, praise God, small of faith, and you don't feel like that we're able to whip the enemy, and you don't feel like that the army is strong enough to fight and take care of you, you're fearful and faint-hearted, he said, go ahead and go back home.
Yeah.
Woo, praise God.
All right.
Amen. Oh, yes, lest his brethren. Here's what I want to preach. He said, now he gives us the reason. The reason why you need to go back home, he said, because your fear, because of your negativity, it's going to affect the man beside of you.
You're right.
Hallelujah. Amen. Lest his brethren's heart be faint as well as his own heart. Hallelujah. He said, if you ain't got it in you to stick with it, praise God, just go ahead and go home now, because your negativity and your small frame of thinking is going to affect those around you. Hallelujah. Amen. If the Lord would help me preach for just a little while here today, I'd like to preach to us on don't be a quitter. Amen. Don't be a quitter. Praise God. Amen. Did you know that I used to enjoy talking to some folks that was in the military, and they got a way of putting it, praise God. You ever been around somebody in the military? They eat in about 20 seconds flat, praise God. Yeah. Amen. You know why? Because when they go in the military, they don't ask you what you want to eat. They don't ask you kick back and lounge. And we in America, we like to sit around and fellowship and talk while we eat, praise God. Chester was aggravating it back there. I like to fellowship, praise God. But you know what? That's the way it is. Military folks, they don't have time just to take their time and eat a meal, praise God. They eat real quick because that sergeant's about to come in and make you get up and march out. He's preparing you for that day of battle. Amen. All right. He's preparing you for that day of war. Amen. They don't ask you, or maybe they do ask you, well, how you want your haircut? And you say, well, I like to part it over to the side, or I like to part it to the back, or I like to do it this way or that way. And they say, okay. And they put a number one on there and buzz it right off. Praise God. That's the way the military is. You know why? He don't care how you want your haircut. Praise God. Amen. They don't care what color clothes you want to wear. Everybody wears the same color clothes. Amen. And you know why? Because they're getting you ready for the battle. They send them men through some of the harshest of training that you've ever thought of. I've read how they train some of those Marines. Used to be called frog men, and now the Green Beret and the Marines, how they send them through vigorous training. You know why? Because there's going to come a day when those men's heart can't be weak, Brother Earl. There's going to come a time when you get in the heat of the battle.
Come on,
there's going to come a time when it looks like, amen, everything that the enemy has is unleashed upon you. And when it gets to that time, amen, you can't have a weak heart. You've got to be willing to stand. Amen. I said you've got to be willing to stand when that moment comes. Praise God. And here the instruction was given in the book of Deuteronomy. Praise God. If your heart is weak, amen, and you're faint-hearted, praise God, you've got a little bit of faith. You got a negative spirit and a negative attitude, and you don't believe in what we're doing. He said, I tell you, the best thing to do is go be a hermit somewhere, or you're going to affect the entire army. Amen. Oh, yes. It is true. One bad apple spoils the whole bushel. Praise God. Amen. I got the kids. The kids love berries, and I do too, but probably not like they do. I can go out and buy a big old square sack of a container of blueberries and raspberries and strawberries and bring them home, and they're gone for you. Hardly get them out of the bag. Praise God. I mean, they love them things. And I went over a couple weeks ago and got a carton of berries, and they ate several of them, and they said, Dad, we can't eat this. Somewhere down in the middle of that was one that had mold on it. Praise God. One bad berry started growing mold, and you know what, Brother Daniel? That mold reached out and it touched all those berries around it. One bad berry affected every berry in that carton, and I come to preach to us with a burden on my heart today. Don't be the bad berry. Don't be that one that always wants to quit, but be that one that can be accountable. Be that one that can be dependable. Be that one, amen, that can be depended upon. Hallelujah. Amen. That's why they was giving them instructions from the very start. If I can't count on you when everything goes out, go ahead and leave right now. Go ahead and turn back around. If you can't make it, if your heart is afraid and you're fearful, just go ahead. Right now, he said, are you going to affect everybody around you? Amen.
Right.
That's good.
All right.
I've been around folks, you've been around folks, we've all been around people that are negative talkers, talk about somebody all the time, amen.
Yeah.
And we've all possibly in this house have been a partaker of that, amen. Sometimes it's easy to say something negative about someone. My mama, she was one of the world's worst at it, praise God. She'd talk about everybody and their brother, and she'd look over at my papa and she'd say, ain't that right, Claiborne? His name was Claiborne. She'd say, ain't that right, Claiborne? He'd just look at her and smile. He never would agree with her. One day he whispered over and told me, he said, Jason, if you ain't got nothing good to say about somebody, don't say it at all, praise God. You know why? Because that negativity, it spreads. Amen. You let somebody get saved in this church right here. Amen. If there was a soul would walk down this altar today, Brother George, and give their heart to God, amen, there wouldn't nobody hear about it, amen. Nobody'd hear about it in this town. Nobody'd hear about it in the churches down the road. But you let something bad happen, praise God.
Yeah.
And I hope something like this would never happen. But a church very close to here in this town, I know some folks, amen. And they got so mad in the church, one hit the other one, amen. They got so, and I know another fella in another state, praise God. He got so mad, and they got in an argument in church one night. And the pastor asked him not to do something, and he did it anyway, and they got in a quarrel, and he got in his face and pushed him, and before he knew it, amen, the pastor picked that fella up and body slammed him, amen. Got the police involved. It was a terrible situation. Hey, God, I tell you, we don't want that around here, do we?
No.
Amen. But if you don't watch out, amen, bad news will spread. That news spread all over the place. Everybody got called. Did you hear about what happened? Amen. I was downtown mowing, and I said, I better just leave it blank. But one of them ladies come out and said, did you hear about so-and-so? She knew I knew some of them. I said, yeah. I said, no, I didn't hear about it. She said, yes. She said, one got so mad at the other, and he hit him and knocked him over. Praise God. She said, isn't that just like, amen, the right hand of fellowship? Praise God. I said, no, not quite like it. Amen. But did you know how a story like that will spread? Negativity spreads. Amen. Oh, yes. I don't feel like preaching now. Negativity will spread at a moment's notice. Hey, God, look at the news. Hey, amen. The news hardly ever tells you anything good. Hey, God, they talk about everything bad. Praise God. Christina texted me the other night and said there's been a shooting. Hey, amen, up here in Huntington. So we tried to get on the phone and see what in the world was going on. And it dominated the page. Somebody got shot. Somebody got me. I said negativity spreads. That's why God knew that. Amen. And God said, amen, there's not room for negativity, praise God. There's not room, amen, for negativity in the midst. We got to be positive. We got to have faith. We got to believe, amen, that God is able. I'm trying to help you whether you believe it or not right here today. That's one reason why some of us are in the same old, same old, same old. And we've been there for so long, amen, we feel like it's all right because we've been in that same old negative place, and we can't step forward. We can't get out of this rut. I tell you why. Amen. Because we got a fearful, thankful heart. Amen. God, help me get it out of me right here on a Sunday afternoon. I don't want to be a quitter. I don't want to be one that bails out in the heat of the battle. I want somebody that'll stand with me. I want somebody that'll get in a foxhole and say, you can count on me. I'm by your side. That's why, Brother Earl, some of them old military men, Brother George, they'll drive hundreds of miles in cases, fly thousands of miles, amen, to go meet an old war buddy, and they don't have to say nothing, but they hug necks, and they cry, and don't even hardly have to say a word. You know why? Because they've been in the same place. They've been in the battle where they nearly lost their life, but they had a buddy that'll say, if I die, amen, I'm going to stay by your side. And if you die, stay by my side. That's what Christianity is all about. I'm not here to tear you down, and I hope you ain't here to tear me down. We're here to build the kingdom of God. I said we're here to win souls. I said we're here to get on the same page.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You know, you got to have character to be a good, mature Christian. Christian. Amen.
Right.
You can borrow brains, but you can't borrow character. You can borrow money, but you can't borrow character. Amen. Oh, yes. If you're negative and faint-hearted, I tell you, it'll dominate your life, and you'll be a miserable soul.
Yeah.
Amen. Israel was going to take Canaan land, that land of promise, but you know what? There's an enemy to fight. Did you know what? God said, amen, that we can't have a negative person out on the battlefield because it's going to affect everybody else. He said it's going to cause others to quit. Amen. You know, gossip causes others to quit. Sometimes I've been around such negative folks. They talk so negative about everybody and their brother before they're done talking. I feel dirty inside. I feel unclean. I said it's not godly. I said it's not of God. Amen. When we have such talk as that coming out of our mouth. Oh God. Amen. Lord help us not to be quitters. Amen. I'm not going to quit the church. Brother Earl, don't quit preaching. Sunday school teacher, don't quit teaching. Amen. Man of God, lead your family. Woman of God, don't quit your family. Hey, we got to have somebody that'll stand. I said we got to have somebody in this day that'll say, I'm not going to quit. What I have is too valuable, and it's not going to be worth quitting. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. Help me, God, here. Don't you raise your hand and ask God to have his way in this house. Oh, that's amazing what you got to go through just to preach to God. Don't you raise your hand and ask God to have his way in this house. Lord, you see it and I see it. Amen, Lord, have your way here today. God, I'm just trying to do this little message here that you laid on my heart. Help somebody in this house. Maybe some don't want it. Maybe others do. That's why I'm here. I'm here to help the one that will. Amen. Oh, God help us in this house, Lord. Amen. Oh, God help us. Amen. In this house. Israel, amen, had to fight. Fearful means plotty. Praise God. Plotty. You ever seen somebody plotty? And I'm not here to be negative, but one thing I've always tried to do, and sometimes I've been guilty of staying too long. Sometimes I've been guilty of loving too long. I never forget, and I'll leave this very broad, but a friend of mine got in trouble. He got in bad trouble. He did things that I don't even want to talk about. Amen. In this service today, but it cut me so deep. Brother Daniel, I drove two and a half hours to go talk to him. Amen. I showed up to where he was. I showed up to be a friend, but he thought I was there to down him. He thought I was there to dog him. He thought I was there to kick him down like everybody else had. Everybody else had kicked him in the mud. Everybody else had rode him off, but I was there. Amen. I said, son, I love you. I ain't got a word to say. I'm not coming to ask you what happened. I'm not coming to get in the middle of all this mess. I just come to tell you I love you. Amen. And I'm for you. And I'm your friend. One woman said, you better watch who you tear down. You better watch who you talk about. You don't know who's going to have to hand you your last glass of water on your deathbed. Hey, that's why I like to treat everybody like Jesus would treat them. That's why I like to love everybody like Jesus loves them. Hey, God, hey, you better watch those that you step on. One of these days, you're going to need them. Amen.
Yes,
God.
Bless him, Lord.
Oh, you better watch.
Have your way, Lord.
Amen. Don't be a quitter. Plotty, fearful, plotty, always moving about, never can get stable, never can get dependable, amen.
All right.
That's right.
Woo.
Yes, Lord.
Hey, I understand that some people pastor a church for 40 years, 50 years, and that some guys pastor for less than that. But I tell you, I've seen too many guys that as soon as they hit a stump, they're ready to run, Brother George. Amen. As soon as everything don't go their way, they're ready to pack up and go. Amen. I tell you, that's not godly. That's not godly character. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. And that's the same. same way, vice versa. Amen. If that man of God's got to stand there and be a man of God when things ain't going his way and the Gatling's coming against him instead of for him, he's got to be faithful. That's the same way for the member. Amen. Oh, yes. Amen. If things don't go just how. Amen. Ain't nobody quits when things are going their way. Ain't nobody quit. Hey, these kids will get upstairs playing games, and as long as they're winning, Brother Tom, they like to play. But as soon as dad or mom gets to beat them, they want to quit.
Yeah.
It's immature to want to give up and quit. That's a sign of immaturity. Amen. And I've been too hard on them. I don't play to let them win. I play to win. Amen. And you know what? When they start losing, well, I'm just going to go get a bath. I'm just going to go get a shower. No, you stay right there. No, it ain't over till it's over.
All right.
Thank God. You know, any athlete that's ever won will tell you how many times, amen, Brother Kevin, has the team that won the game been down even into the last quarter, into the last minutes, into the last seconds of the game. What if they'd quit? They'd have lost. What if they'd quit? They'd have never tasted victory. They'd have never tasted what it's like to cross the finish line. I'm about to feel the Holy Ghost. I come to tell somebody, don't be a quitter. I said, don't be a quitter. Amen. But rather stay in the game. Rather, amen, lick your wounds and say, hey, it is sometimes we got to look in the mirror and say, yes, old Jason's got things he needs to get straightened out. Sometimes you've got to look in the mirror and say, I got to get some things right. I got to get some things straight. Amen. And if something is said and something don't go your way, amen, or somebody gets on you and the first words out of your mouth, I'll just leave. I'll just quit. Thank God, amen, every marriage don't end up that way, because every marriage has struggles. Amen. I'm glad Michelle said, amen, I'm not going to quit. I'm glad I said, I'm not going to quit. Thank God, amen, these kids ain't always been good, but you know what? We say we ain't going to quit. They might have backtalked us. They might have told a white lie. I might get upset and say, I'm quitting. I can't walk out on them. No, I got to keep trying. I got to raise children. I got to do it in a godly way. I can't quit, amen.
You're right. Yeah.
You can't quit your marriage.
No.
Brother Earl, what if you quit your job every time somebody sets up to you and made you mad? You quit a lot of jobs, wouldn't you? Hey, man, I'm asking all you that.
Yeah.
What if you'd have quit every time somebody said something to upset you?
Yeah.
We wouldn't have a job, would we? Hey, man.
True.
If you run around, and I'm not trying to be mean here, God knows my heart, and I feel like you do too, by this point in this message. I said, I'm not trying to be mean. Amen. If you run around with a chip on your shoulder all the time, somebody's going to knock it off. Amen.
Yeah.
I said, if you run around carrying your feelings on your shoulders, amen, all the time, and somebody said, I just ain't happy, amen. Maybe one reason why you ain't happy, you won't put no effort in.
Yeah.
You won't put no force. You won't get no stamina. And, 90% of the victories and losses are determined by less than 10%. Give a little more effort and you'll come out victorious. Give a little more push and you'll come out on the victory side. Amen. Give a little bit of more effort.
Right.
And maybe you can be a finisher.
Right.
Yes. Instead of a quitter.
Thank you,
Lord. Woo!
Right.
Oh, God. Don't quit school.
Yeah.
Amen. I went out to school, Brother Earl, college, I'm talking about. Amen. And I had a lot riding on it. Amen. They had given me a scholarship, and that put a lot of weight on me. Amen. I tell you, to be honest with you, the first semester of college, I wanted to pack my bags and go back to Gilbert. Amen. It blowed me out of the water. I never had to study like that. I never had to endure things like I did.
And this brother here, he's been through way more than I ever did. I just became a nurse, is all I was. Amen. But I tell you, it blowed me out of the water. And the thought crossed my mind, I think I'm going to quit. Oh, yeah. And I went back to the room and I thought, well, let's just go ahead and quit. And I thought, well, if I quit, I got to call Amen and Gilbert. And I got to tell all them teachers that gave me a scholarship that I'm quitting. Amen. And I thought, I got to call my mom and dad. They're not paying for my college, but they're paying for everything college ain't paying for. I got to tell dad that I'm quitting. I got to think of all the people I had to tell I was quitting. And I said, I can't do that. I got to give us an effort. Amen. And you know what? God, I gave it some effort and I didn't quit. I said, I didn't quit. I feel the Holy Ghost to tell somebody in this house, you got to give it more effort than what you're giving it. You can't be willing to quit. Every time something don't go your way, you ain't getting no effort.
Come on. Yes.
Until you have tasted the finish line, I don't feel like we can respect ourselves like God wants us to. Until you know what it feels like to finish. Hallelujah. Not quit.
Right.
Not give up, but finish. Hallelujah. Woo. We must be nurtured. Amen. To be able to bear something. Oh, yes. I remember that old Phil kid. He tells a lot of funny stories. But old Phil kid said he went down. He got in a bunch of trouble when he was 16, 17 years old. His family sent him deep down in the South. He grew up in the bad streets of Cleveland. And anyway, he got a lot of trouble. His parents sent him to an uncle deep down in the South that worked an old log. He cut logs and hauled logs in. A hard job. They sent old Phil kid down there to work him to death one summer. Amen. Get him out of trouble. Old Phil kid said his uncle had some old mules down there. And he said that old mule was riding. Amen. Its back's sagged. Amen. And they had a big load. They was getting ready to hook up to that mule. And Phil kid said, I stood back and I said, I'm going to watch that old mule fall over. He said, that old mule will never be able to pull that load. Amen. That old mule's back was sagging. He said his face was sagging. He said everything on that mule was sagged. But he said they hooked that mule up to the load. He said his butt back straightened out. He said his nostrils opened up. Amen. And he got a hold of that load and he got to pulling it.
All right.
He said, to my amazement, he pulled that load all the way back down to the field on the bottom. Hey, amen. I said all that to say this. You don't know what you can handle until you get under the load. I said, you don't know what you can handle until you get under that load. Oh, God. God's got some of us under a load. I said he's got you under a load because he's trying to take you higher. He's trying to teach you. He's trying to bring you to where you need to be brought. Amen.
That's good. That's good.
Yes. Woo.
Amen.
We must be willing to bear some things.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Woo. Don't say quit.
Right.
People are so willing to get up and walk away. Amen. There's sins of the flesh and sins of the spirit. Amen. Both of them really show us a lack of character. Amen. But when you've got a sin of the spirit, I tell you, when you can't stand and you're always flighty and you're always fearful, amen, you never can believe. I tell you what, it rubs off on somebody else. God, give us character. Give me faith. Help me to be able to believe and get behind something. Amen. Oh, great God, they don't keep their word. They don't want to stand, amen, for anything. You never know, great God, who's going, amen, to be for you or be against you. That's the kind of always worried about things like that. God, help us not to be a quitter. Amen. I tell you, there's hardly any greater fulfillment in the natural speaking in this life than when you finish a project.
Yes, sir.
Woo! You ever finish something and look back and say, remember the blood, sweat, and tears?
Yeah.
Remember the heartache? Remember the trouble? And look back and say, man, I'm glad I got that finished. Hallelujah. Woo! Amen, Thomas, it won't be long. You can look back over that college and say, thank God I'm finished. Amen. Some of you right now dealing with things in your life, I come to tell you there's going to come a time when you'll be able to look back and say, thank God I didn't quit. thank God I didn't turn around, but thank God I finished. Paul said in 2 Timothy 4:7, I have fought a good fight. I have quit, amen, in the middle of the course. No, but he said, I fought a good fight and I have finished my course. Amen. I have kept the faith. I fought a good fight. Thank God. Amen. Oh, I'm trying to live right. I'm trying to be holy. Amen. I'm trying to be honest. Amen. Paul said, Timothy, I'm old and you are young. But thank God, I've been in the deep of the sea. I've been beaten. I've been stoned. The devil tried to take me out. But thank God, I fought a good fight. And I finished. Amen. Hey, I come to tell you, you can fight a good fight. At the end of your life, you can look back over it and you don't have to say, I quit. Amen. Short of the finish line, I quit when adversity came. But you can stand up like Paul and say, thank God, I finished my course. I fought a good fight. Anybody in this house, do you want to fight? Do you want to be able to say, I didn't quit, but I fought a good fight? One of these days, amen, if time should stand, I'm not sure it's going to, but we might have to hand this church off to the next generation. And when we do, Brother Earl, we don't want to stand there like some have did to me and say it can't be done. You can't have a church in this hour. Sin is too rampant. It's too dark. You can't. But no, we want to stand and say, Brother Earl, we fought a good fight. We finished our course. Amen. Not your course, but I finished my course. And I did it by putting up a good fight. I didn't quit. I didn't run. But I kept the faith. I finished my course.
That's right.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. I've told you so many times because I love it so well. But I love hearing old Jack Hiles tell about when he was 120 pounds, graduating high school, and he enlisted in the paratrooper. He wanted to be a paratrooper. Well, naturally, they really put you through it, Brother Joe. Put you through all kinds of training.
Yeah.
And so they got to the running, to the really brutal part of it. On day one, you run 1 mile with a 90-pound field pack on your back. Run 1 mile. On day number two, you run 2 miles. You get to point three, four, five. Until the 10th day, you run 10 miles with 90 pounds on your back. And Ohio said, for some reason, on the 10th day, he got sick. He got some kind of virus. His fever was high. He said he was delusional. And he was just so sick. But guess what? The military don't care if you're sick or not. Amen. Because if you get sick in war, it might mean your life. Amen.
Yep.
So he said, I ran 9.5 miles, let's say. He said he got to the last 200 yards of that course. And he said, I got delirious. And my whole world was spinning. He said, next thing I know, I passed out. And he said, when I woke up, I'm not trying to be gruesome here. He said, but when I woke up, he said, I woke up and I was laying face down in the sand in my own vomit. He said, I had vomited and I was laying in my own vomit, had sand all over my body, sand all in my mouth and all over my face. He said, and everything in me said, Hiles, just go ahead and quit. Everybody told you couldn't do it. Everybody said you'd never make it. And he said, oh, why was thinking all them thoughts? I'm just going to quit. He said, somebody kicked him in the side. And it was that old lieutenant. Kicked him in the side and said, get up, Hiles. Get up. Amen. In this, amen, military, if we can't run, we crawl. And he said, it was everything I could do. But I got up on my hands and I got up on my knees and I crawled the last 200 yards until I crossed the finish line. I said, he finished. Great God. I wish I was in a Pentecost church. I said, he finished. He said, I didn't quit. I didn't lay in my vomit, but I finished. I fought a good fight. I kept the faith. Hey, anybody in this house? house to say, thank God I'm going to fight. I'm not going to quit. My family's too worth too much. My church is worth too much. Others around me are dependent on me. I can't quit. Amen.
Right. Praise God.
Shoot.
Woo.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God.
Ah, the feeling of finishing.
Yes.
I feel the Holy Ghost in this house.
Hallelujah.
Paul told Timothy, said, keep on, Timothy, until you finish. Keep the faith if you lose everything. Hallelujah. I love this. Listen, he said, I fought a good fight. I finished the course and I kept the faith. He said, I might not have had no money. I might not have had no, right there near the end. Amen. He said, hey, amen. Send, who was it, Mark? He said, send Mark that he might bring my coat and my parchment, my books that I left behind. Great God, he didn't have no money. He didn't have a home. He didn't have much in this life, but he said, I got my faith. Hey, I come to tell you, if you lose your money, keep the faith. If you lose friends, keep the faith. If you lose everything you've got, keep the faith. Hey, God. Paul said, I've lost a lot of friends. I've lost a lot of loved ones. But I still got the faith. I still got the faith. Now I feel holy. Amen. Preaching in this house. If you lose everything, if you lose, amen, love, if you lose, amen, everything in this world, keep the faith.
Right. True. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Woo.
People trying to finish their course don't have time to be nosy.
Yeah.
Amen. They got their own course to finish.
Right. All right.
Hallelujah.
All right.
You ain't got time to be in everybody else's business. You ain't got time to worry about everything that's not yours to worry about. You've got your own course to finish. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen.
Right.
We're good at fixing everybody else's problems when we got a whole heap of problems staring us in the face. Thank God. Once again, I'm not trying to be mean, but I come to tell you, amen, quit worrying about everybody else's trouble. Quit worrying about fixing the mote in your brother's eye when you got one in your own eye. Quit worrying about trying to fix everybody else. Amen. And worry about me. I've got a course. I've got a finish. I've got a, amen, a finish line that I've got to cross. Hey, quit worrying about everybody else.
All right.
Did you know? I don't want to knock the wind out of here, but did you know Jesus even struggled when it came to finishing?
Yes, he did.
Come on.
Getting ready to prove it to you. He made it all the way in the garden.
Yeah.
He prayed and he said, God, amen. In my own words here, he said, God, it ain't real fun being me right now. Amen. Sometimes life ain't fun being you.
No.
Come on. That's good.
He said, Lord, here's what he said. He said, would you let this cup pass from me? He said, I don't want to do it. Sometimes we don't want to do what's our lot in life to do. Jesus struggled right here. All right, I can prove it to you. Not only did he pray once, he prayed twice. Lord, would you let this pass? He knew it was the will of God to go to the cross. He knew it was the reason why he came into earth and left heaven and came down the virgin birth and lived in, amen, 33 and a half. He knew it's why he came.
Right.
But a second time he said, God, amen, help me, Lord. Every fiber in me wants to go the other way. Every fiber in me, amen, don't want to go to the cross. Hey God. So he prayed a third time. He prayed three times. Lord, let this cup pass from me. But finally, he got to the place Paul got to, and he said, nevertheless, I fought a good fight. Nevertheless, amen, not my will. I don't want to do it, but I will be done. Somebody in this house, you quit so much stuff. You've never been faithful. You've never been dependable. You've never been able to be counted on. Amen. I feel like God is telling somebody in this house, amen, there's a little bit of grace. There's a little bit of grace in this house today that'll make you more dependable. It'll make you more steadfast. It'll make you more worthy. God, don't be a quitter, but be a finisher.
Hallelujah.
Woo!
Yes, God. All right.
Help us, God, to be a finisher.
Yes.
Because this ain't Burger King.
No way.
Amen.
That's right.
BK, have it your way.
Come on.
I said, this ain't Burger King.
Right.
We don't always get it our way.
Right.
Did you hear me?
Come on.
Amen. I said, we don't always. Amen. Life don't always happen our way. Life don't always come as we would wish. And God, it's God's way. It's not my will, but thy will. It's not what I want, but it's what you want, oh God.
Amen.
I'm done. I preached this before.
Glory to God.
Somebody help me up here if you would. But Derek Redmond ran in the Barcelona Olympics. He was featured. He was picked to win the Barcelona Olympics, Brother George. He had trained 4 years. You know those Olympians? Usain Bolt, one of the fastest guys to ever be on the planet. Usain Bolt said he trains for 4 years to run for 9 seconds. What was that, 40-yard dash? I'm sorry, 400, I think it was. 400-yard dash. He was the fastest for years. I don't know if anybody ever beat that record or not, but he said this, Brother Chris. He said, I trained for 4 years to run for 9 seconds. Hallelujah. That's a lot of training for 9 seconds. Glory to God. Derek Redmond had trained for years, at least 4 years. Amen. And he got in the Olympics. They shot, he got down in his stands like they do the gun. Goes off and they take off. Redmond is leading the pack. Amen. Going to win, no doubt. But the second lap around, he goes down. He grabs his leg and he tore his Achilles tendon. And if anybody knows anything about that, you're done for. Amen. He laid on that track, Brother Tommy, in horrific pain. The crowd stood all across. I think they said about 70,000 in that stadium to watch them racing. Amen. They stood and looked at this man agonizing in pain. They sent the stretchers out. They sent the EMS, and they was going to haul him off on a stretcher. And about that time, he stood up and he started limping on one leg. Amen. He started hopping, Brother George, on one leg. And every time he would hop, his face would grin in pain. Amen. And he was close to his father. His dad was over in the stands. And his dad seen his son suffering. And he jumped over the rail. And he ran to Derek. And he put his arm underneath Derek's shoulders. And he lifted what weight he could off of that bad leg. Security came and tried to get him to stop. He said, this is my son. And if he wants to finish the race, we're going to finish. Everybody said it's stupid. Everybody's it's crazy. He's hurt bad. Just go ahead and lay there and get carted off. Amen. By the stretcher. But you know what? Amen. Redmond lived. Amen. The last good bit until he finished that race. Amen. Critical. Amen. Reporters at the end, they questioned him. They said, why didn't you just lay down and take care of your son? Why didn't you just let him lay down? He said, we didn't come. We came to win. He said, it was our intention to win. But once we saw the race was over and we couldn't win, he said, the second goal was to finish. Amen. I'm about to feel the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
The second goal was to finish. He said, I don't care how long the next race has to wait. Make him wait on us all night long. He's going to go until we finish. I come to tell somebody in this house on a Tuesday afternoon, you can finish. You can be a finisher. You don't have to quit. You don't got to hang your head. You don't got to be willing to, amen, and then quit every time. So thank God, you can finish. I feel the Holy Ghost. You can be a finisher. Raise your hand. Raise your hand in this house. Let's ask God to get his way. God, give us grace. God, give us grace. God, give us mercy. Give us help in this house right now.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'll be the first to come on in this altar.
Thank you, Lord.
Say, I'm going to be a finisher. I ain't going to quit. God, you can depend on me. I'm not going to be a quitter. But you can depend on me. Come on, come on. I'm done preaching.
Lord, you can depend on me.
Put this mic down. Somebody in this house needs to leave today and say, God, from this day forward, I'm not going to be fearful. I'm not going to be flightful. I'm not going to be shaky. I'm not going to be up one day and down the next. I'm going to be a finisher.
God, I'm gonna be a finisher. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yeah.